This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Xcel Energy has settled a Marshall Fire lawsuit on the eve of a trial that was set to start in Boulder. The state's largest utility expects to pay around $640 million to plaintiffs in the case. They include insurers, Boulder County, and residents. The company believes around half the settlement will be covered by insurance. The deal is not yet final and must still be agreed to by the individual plaintiffs in the case. Xcel maintains that its equipment did not spark the Marshall Fire in December 2021 and does not admit to any fault as part of the settlement. Next year's Tabor refund checks will be a lot smaller than Coloradans are used to. CPR's Megan Verlee explains why.
When state residents file their taxes next year, they can expect to get a refund back of between $20 and $60. That's compared to the hundreds of dollars in refunds Colorado paid in recent years. One big factor is that state lawmakers have chosen to target tax repayments to lower-income workers and families through an expanded earned income tax credit and a new family affordability credit. That results in less money left over for general Tabor refunds. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The massive, colorfully lit attraction known as Ice Castles will be back in Colorado this winter in both Cripple Creek and Silverthorne. The spectacle is made entirely of ice with slides, sculptures, and caverns. Tickets go on sale in early December. The exact opening date depends on weather conditions, but the Ice Castles typically open in early January and close in March. This is CPR News.